Coach, I know we were joking before that'd be hard to match with head coach at Stanford, Tara Vanderveer. Well, you did something there to win by 7. Coach, congrats again.
Thanks a lot. I don't think I can take a lot of credit. I mean, I'm so proud of the team. I think the story of this game could have been, man, if you guys hadn't been so cold in the second quarter, you might have won, or, you know, you might have been in the game. And we've been talking about that as a team and working on that. And we really did a good job, coming back. I told the girls at halftime, I said, if you're open, you have to shoot it. Because I thought we got really indecisive after that hot start in the second quarter. So, you know, to beat them and only hit, 5 threes and have a quarter where we scored 3 points. It was just amazing. And to rebound, get 47 rebounds. I think I told the team we got 17 rebounds. We had a chance. So to get 47 rebounds, I thought just showed our fight.
And this is a team that doesn't lose at home. I mean, this is their 11th loss in the past 11 years. And Western Illinois, how does that feel when you hear that?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm just really proud of our team. I mean, they've really made my dreams come true as a coach. You know, we watched Stanford and rooted for Stanford last year at the Final Four. Meeting Tara Vanderveer was kind of a dream come true. And, almost felt apologetic to her after the game, But, 11 losses in 11 years at home, and one of them's to us. It's just unbelievable.
You mentioned that. I mean, as a coach, I mean, it has to be one of the NCAA tournament, and then a win like this has to be one of the most accomplished filling moments.
Yeah, for sure the best win, I think, of my career and maybe probably one of the best wins in Western Illinois history. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there was more on the line at, the IUPUI game. Mm-hmm. And playing in the NCAA tournament was really special. But as far as quality of wins, and they're a young team still, but, they have 5 or 6 McDonald's All-Americans. And for, our kids who, a lot of them only had one Division I offer to come out and compete with them just says something about the type of kids we're recruiting.
Well, and they were – and this is a point where you've said sometimes, we weren't scrappy enough, but they were definitely the scrappier team from start to finish.
Yeah, absolutely. And we used, they were bigger than us, but that means we're smaller than them and we're closer to the floor and we should be getting loose balls. And our hard doubles, I think, were effective against their post players. I thought Olivia Brown battled like I've never seen her battle. They have her down for 2 block shots. I'm sure she had more than that. And she made every shot around the basket tough against really good, All-American type players. So, we were able to, I think, get them in transition. They looked a little tired to me. And we have some depth. I mean, we played a little bit more limited lineup, but I think we just want it so bad that we're going to kind of play through being tired.
Defensively, that had to be just a great effort, especially how did you control that game there late when it could kind of teeter either way?
Yeah, I mean, they started, of course, wanting to hit some threes, and they did hit some, but we did a pretty good job getting through their screens. She drew up a couple of really good plays there late to get some three-pointers, but I think the thing that really hurt them is we were able to make their shots inside tough, and then they missed free throws. I mean, if you're Tara Vanderveer, you're looking and saying, well, we're not going to win games. We go 8 of 19 from the free throw line, and, we were telling our girls, if the ball's around the rim where we can't get it, don't just let them get it and go back up with them. Foul them, get up, tip it away, do something to get out of there, and we did a good job of that.
Now this is an exciting win, and now you got to kind of probably celebrate now and then kind of tone it down. They got a really tough mid-major team in Gonzaga coming up on the road on Thursday to get ready for, but obviously this one's going to linger a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy this one, but you're right. I mean, Gonzaga's ranked in the mid-major poll, and they don't lose much at home. They get really good crowds, so it's going to be a good game.